to a Wednesday edition of the Saints Happy Hour podcast. This one's free because of mybookie.com. Go there, guys. They have the best online sports gambling set up. Football season is just around the corner, and you want to gamble, you want to win. So go to mybookie, and if you go there now, you will get a 50% sign-up bonus. Sign up using the code HAPPY25, and you get a 50% sign-up bonus. That's right. If you deposit $100, you get $50 extra dollars for free.
So go to mybookie.
Go to mybookie.ag right now. Use the code HAPPY25. MyBookie, you win. You bet, you win, you get paid. Terms and conditions apply. All right, Andrew, so today's Wednesday podcast. We were trying to think of a topic, and I wanted to think of a topic because I was looking at a Bill Barnwell article, and he was saying about things that decline and stay the same in the NFL. And he was saying, you know, defense overall is wild. Like, just because you have a great defense and you create a lot of turnovers one year, the next year it doesn't necessarily stay the same. So
we've noticed that with the Saints,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, you go
from Rob Ryan from year one to year two, and Greg Williams is drop off.
So it got me to thinking in a general terms, like, no one's going to stay the same, right? Mostly. So players are going to decline. They're going to improve. They're going to decline. So I was trying to think of a player that's going to decline, and I'm really positive because it's a really beautiful Wednesday, July 3rd, and everybody's going to be off tomorrow. So I'm really positive. So I'm going to spin it as my player that's going to decline is going to be Michael Thomas. But I'm going to spin it in a positive way, in that I think he's going to get his huge contract for training camp, and his numbers are going to decline. But it's going to decline because I think Jared Cook is going to be good. I think Kamara is going to get more touches. I think one of the other receivers, the young guys, either Kirkwood or Tre'Quan Smith, is going to step up. So the Michael Thomas.
You're taking the easy way out, man. You're bailing out of this question. That's not a decline. That's not a decline. That's like a statistical change due to circumstance. That's not him playing worse or being a worse contributor to the team.
It's kind of
like when Breeze doesn't throw for 5,000 yards anymore, but his rating is still, like, over 100. Like, you can't really say he's – I mean, maybe that's a bad example because Breeze has declined a little physically. But my point there is, like, his contributions to the win, like, he's still operating at ridiculous efficiency. And, yeah, he might not throw for 5,000 yards anymore, but you can't really say, oh, but it's not like he sucks now. You know?
That's fair. I just want people to know that I tried to be positive. People say I'm negative and all that. I tried to be positive on a beautiful July day.
That is a total cop-out.
And Andrew threw cold water on it.
Yeah, I reject that offering.
So I'll give you another one then. I think Larry Warford is going to be a non-factor.
That was going to be mine.
See, you should have just shut your mouth and let me do my positive spin on a decline. But no, I think
I got another one.
I think Larry Warford is going to be off his roster. Like, I think physically, you can see it last year, and I think physically he might be shot, and he wasn't practicing at
mini camp, so you know he's banged up. And you got to remember, I mean, Unger just retired. And we remember that Stinchcomb fell off a cliff. And, you know, you remember they picked up Ben Grubbs under similar circumstances. And, you know, he kind of same age, same profile of player. And Grubbs kind of gave the Saints two pretty good years, and then he fell off a cliff. And Warford is right around that same period and age now where, like, there's mileage on the tread, and he's been a – Good free agent pickup for the Saints, but now you're starting to wonder, like, is the tread running too thin?
Oh, and he was, that's the thing. He was a great pickup, and look, he was their second choice, so they wanted Zietler, you know, and they were in it till the end, and he went to Cleveland. The Saints were willing to back up the truck for him, and they got Warford, who was their second choice, and he's a moderately priced guy, $8 million per. So you get you sign a guy to a 4-year deal, you get 2 good years out of him, and they decline. Like, it's not going to be a big cap hit. It's not going to be, you know, it won't be looked at as a bad contract in any way. But it could have ramifications on the offensive line. I just think he's a guy. I look at him and I think he might be done.
Doesn't it feel like the Ben Grubbs situation all over again?
It does, but Ben Grubbs kept on playing after the Saints. Like, I think Warford's like body may be breaking up and be done. Like, he may be where he's done with the Saints and out of the league.
Yeah, but Grubbs was physically kind of done. After
he does,
is bad in Kansas City.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
It does kind of feel. It does feel very, very similar to that. And the thing that's frustrating about Warford is I think Warford, his peak was way better than Grubbs' peak with the Saints. Like, Warford, when he was good with the Saints, he was really good. You know, especially in 2017, like he was wrecking people. So. That would be my choice, but you shit all over my Michael Thomas decision, and then I stole your pick, so I feel really good about it. So who is your guy now?
Well, you know, the last thing I'll just say about Warford is, that to me is an obvious one. Like, we're seeing the signs. I think sometimes, like, if you remember Kenny Vaccaro in year two, he just fell off a cliff, and sometimes that's hard. Like, or Lattimore is another example where year two he wasn't as good. Those are the ones I think that are much harder to pick because it's like sometimes you just don't see it coming, right? And so with Warford, you certainly do. My pick is going to be DeMario Davis, and I just think, you know, he's a guy that's now on the wrong side of 30. He gave the Saints 16 ridiculous games last year. He was awesome, and I just think for a guy his age, it gets a little more difficult to replicate availability and health for a sustained period. And, you know, one little nick for a guy like that, and all of a sudden he's just not running quite as fast from sideline to sideline. So, you know, you remember with Ellerby how, you know, as he got older, you know, you got 5 or 6 really great games out of him, but – that was about it, you know, and so.
Yeah, I was trying to think of a guy like a one hit wonder.
Yeah.
That was analogous to DeMario. I mean, I can think of them, but most of them don't come in at a high price contract.
I could see Tre'Quan Smith or, you know, Keith Kirkwood falling off a cliff. You know, I mean, it's not that they did that much last year, but, you know, we're kind of expecting those two to ascend a little bit and improve. And, you know, I could see them getting worse. You know, guys like that, sometimes that happens. But the reason I picked Davis is he was just so damn good last year and so healthy that it's just going to be a tough thing for him to replicate.
Yeah, and he doesn't have he has a track record of being up and down. And even his – wherever he went, Cleveland or the Jets, his up – were never what he was last year, right? He's never been that good. And, you know, it could be a case of, you know, it's just a guy that, you know, we hate to bring him up. You know, we talked about it on the podcast. It's just the joke about would you wear a Darren Sharper jersey. But Sharper would just, you know, his off-field stuff aside, like in 2009, he just did it. And, like, by the end of the year, like, his knee was gone, and then the next year the Saints signed him, and he was done, you know? Hopefully it's not that. I was trying to think of a one-hit wonder. You know, Anthony Hargrove was a guy on the 2019. He came out of nowhere and was, like, a six-sack dude and was playing.
Charlie Clemens was a guy who was a one-hit wonder, yeah.
Oh, yeah. See, there's the one. That's a way, way back machine, because you get in the Hazlitt now. You're talking 16, 17, 18 years ago. But he was a guy who went from nothing to a double-digit sack guy back to nothing.
Back to nothing, yeah.
So I think he's the winner. So this has been the Wednesday free edition, guys, but football's right around the corner. You're going to want to sign up and be at $7 a month, because let me tell you something. The Times-Picayune is pretty much gone. They're not going to have as many writers, and you're going to be looking for Saints coverage. And let me tell you something. When something happens in training camp, me and Andrew are going to be monitoring on Twitter, just like the rest of you people. When the Saints have an injury or a trade or news breaks, man, we're going to fucking turn this podcast around, and it's going to be up 30, 40 minutes after news breaks for the Saints. It's going to be the first real deep reaction you'll get about the breaking Saints news and training camp. You're going to want to be
– That's our commitment. Yep.
That's our commitment. We're going to be doing it, and it's $7 a month. And you sign up at $7 a month, you get a koozie, you get a magnet, so it's awesome. So
We fucking drop everything for you.
Yeah.
Give you instant reaction.
Instant reaction where other podcasts are going to be like, hey, that's really important. If the Saints made a trade or this guy got a nick, we'll talk about it in 3 days on our podcast. Not us, man. We're going to be fucking going out in the parking lot recording this thing.
We're
going to
be locking our kid in the basement and making him wait 13 minutes while we record.
Yeah, and so you'll get it, and then you'll be in the know, and you'll get your Saints fix, and it's going to cost you a latte at Starbucks. So do it. And, by the way, enjoy your 4th of July and your Friday, because we're taking off, too. We're going to get drunk, and we'll see you again on Monday. So happy 4th of July, everybody.